Is everybody ready to worship tonight? All right, here we go.
Over me, you have made me new now. How's everybody doing?
Good.
All right. So our topic for tonight is what is a godly woman? So some of you may be asking, how did this 19-year-old boy get into preaching? What is a godly woman and what does he know? So in our Sunday school class, we all come together. Somebody proposes a question and somebody will say, yes, let's study this. No, let's not study this. So this was one that was picked and I was really wanting to get involved in Sunday school. So I was like, man, I'm just going to hammer this one out. And Philip asked me, and Lord willing, I said yes. And here I am tonight, so I'm going to preach for y'all. So before I get into all this, I'm just going to say a quick prayer for my nerves and everybody else's. So let's just bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you will just be with us tonight, Lord. Be with me. Help me to be a vessel to your word, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I pray that you will be with everyone in here, Lord. I pray that you will open their ears, open their hearts, and open their minds to your holy word. And in Jesus' name, pray all these things. Amen. So, our first truth, a godly woman loves her husband, family, and Jesus and submits to her husband. So, this is one truth. I'm going to have three truths tonight. This is our first truth, and I'm going to tell you three ways that a godly woman does this. So, the first way, submission. What is submission? This is something that I didn't know, so I'm just going to preach this to everyone like I don't know it. So, submission, the action of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will or authority of another person. So you're given into someone's authority, you're given into someone's will for your life. So Ephesians 5:22-24, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior now. As the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to your husbands and submit to their husbands in everything. It is very important to submit to your husband in everything. It's very important to submit to your husband so he can take leadership and he can follow his role that God has given him in his life. And he can lead your family. And I'm just going to say this as a warning because, I mean, I'm not ignorant. You know, there is unequally yoked relationships on this earth. There's unequally yoked relationships in this church and everywhere that we walk. Do not submit to a man who is not intently following Jesus. Because if he is not intently following Jesus, he is not going to be filling God's will for his life, and you will not also be following God's will for your life because you are following him. So it's very important to submit to your husband so he can have headship over the family and lead you and your family to good choices in Jesus Christ. Now moving on to the second way, and before I give the second way, I'm going to give y'all an example, okay? So I'm an apprentice electrician. My mom does payroll for UAB, okay? So my mom cannot do electrical work. I cannot do payroll work. If I walked in the office, I'm going to be like a deer in headlights. If my mom walks into a job site, it's going to be a deer in headlights. Some of the electrical and UAB payroll, they depend on me and my mother to come into our jobs and fulfill our roles. Your marriage, Jesus Christ, and your family also depends on you to walk into your life every single day and fulfill your roles. When a man tries to start being a woman's role, it's wrong. When a woman tries to start being a man's role, it's wrong. There is no harmony. When me and my mother walk into our own jobs, there is harmony in the workplace. When you walk in and you try to do each other's roles, there is not going to be harmony in your home. There's not going to be harmony in your family and marriage and everything underneath. So, women need to be a helper to men so they can have complete strengths and perspectives together. I'm sorry, I'm getting way ahead of myself. So, our second way tonight is she is a helpmate. The Lord God said it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. That is Genesis 2:18. So God made man, I mean, we're as early as Genesis 2:18. God made man and he said, like, man, they need a helper. They need somebody. They need some companionship here. So, and I think every man in here can agree, man, we will not encourage each other. We would not nurture each other. This would be, man, we'd be lost if we did not have some women with some emotion and some beautiful thought in there. So, I also want to talk about this because, where I work, and I know maybe some of you in your own jobs, when you're looked at as a helper, you're looked down upon. I'm just a helper to my journeyman. He goes and he tells me, like, hey, you go do the grunt work. And I mean, and everything else, when you're a helper, you're just a helper. Notice here in Genesis 2:18 at the last end, it says, I will make a helper suitable for him. In God's perfect image, when he made a helper suitable for you, he is making a woman that complements you. When you work together, it creates harmony. When you're both fulfilling your roles, it creates harmony. So women, you are called to be a helpmate to your man and to your husband. So, and I think every man in here can agree that men are just purely logical thinkers. All we're thinking about is how can I do this, how can I do this, and how can I get this, and how can I achieve this, and how can I do this for my family. If we did not have women to help us with perspectives and strengths, we would be so lost. Good. I would just be hurting everybody's feelings. So women, you are called to, I mean, give him these perspectives, give him these strengths. And through all this, what I mean is women compliment men point blank. When women are being a helpmate to their husband, you are complimenting him. And when you work together, I mean, it is just so powerful. So women, be a helper to your husband so you can use both of your strength and perspectives, and you can encourage and help him be the man he needs to be, and so you can work together as one. Now let's look into something that comes with being a helper to your husband and family, and that is our third way up under this one truth. She is a servant. Serving is talked about all over the Bible, from Jesus washing the disciples' feet to Luke and the Good Samaritan. Service is an act of faith, and when we serve others, we serve God. One of the best servants I've seen in the Bible is Ruth. I'm going to butcher a lot of these names. I just want to call that out. Ruth was married to a man named Mahlon, and Mahlon was the son of Naomi and Elimelech. So Mahlon and Elimelech die. Ruth's the main character in this story, so she is left with her mother-in-law, and her husband and her father-in-law have passed away. So Naomi is a little bit older, and she tells Ruth, like, man, you're young. You got so much life ahead of you. Like, leave. Go. Get out of here. Don't take care of me, you know? And Ruth says no. Ruth puts her foot down, and she says, where you go, I will go. Ruth sees that need for action. She sees that she needs service, and she's quick to hop on that, and she's quick to serve Ruth. Serve Naomi. My apologies. When you see the need for anyone that needs service, you should have the same quickness and willingness to serve like Ruth did for Naomi. Why do you hold back when you see the opportunity for service for your husband, family, and strangers? There is beauty that comes in service. I know Philip had an amazing long... It was amazing, but it was long that we talked about service and all the beautiful things that comes with it. Sorry, Philip. So there's a lot that comes with that. So ask yourself this question, find that answer, and pray on it. So Proverbs has many amazing verses describing what a godly woman is and has many talking about service. And if I was a betting man, I bet somebody in here, when I said, what is a godly woman, somebody thought of Proverbs 31. It's amazing. It is a complete good characteristics and layout of what a godly woman is. So Proverbs 31:13, she selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. So she, right here, she's harvesting flax seed. That is what they're talking about. So I'm going to tell you a little bit something about flax seed that I did not know. I'm going to tell you how it was harvested. So flax was pulled from the ground by hand when the stalks were ready. Seeds were removed by pulling the stalks through a comb. Stalks were soaked in water, then sat on a roof to rot away the outer layers and repeated till ready. The flax was then beaten with a mallet to separate the fibers from the woody parts. Remaining impurities were scraped away using a wooden knife, and the flax fibers were combed to separate the short fibers from the long one. I think everyone in here can agree, this is some tedious and hard work for some flax seed. You know what I mean? Like, we're not really getting much from this, but we are putting everything into it that we've got. I don't know if I said this here, but they go and they put this on top of the roof. And then they have to go come back and then soak it back down and then put it back on top of the roof. So you're doing a lot of hard work. So women, you're called to do this hard work in your life. But you're not only called to do this hard work, you are called to do it with eager hands and works with her hands in delight. You are called to do it with eagerly. So who all in here is eagerly serving? How much could you impact the success in any form if you eagerly served your husband, family, friends, strangers, and Jesus? Service is important for a godly woman. It is an act of love and faith so she can better love her husband, family, and Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 3, Peter goes on to tell amazing characteristics of a godly woman that we're going to talk about. And this leads us to our second truth of the night. A godly woman has a kind, quiet, and gentle spirit. 1 Peter 3:4, rather it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. So women, you're called to put on this gentle and quiet spirit. And I think everyone in here can think of someone that has this gentle and quiet spirit and how beautiful it is. It is just like, it fills the room, it surrounds you, and you can just feel the love that comes off of this. So, and if you don't believe that there is power in this quiet and gentle spirit, just read this here. We're going to go three verses back in 1 Peter 3:1. Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands so that if any of them do not believe the word, here it is, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. If you put on this gentle and quiet spirit right here, it is saying that you can win your husband over and lead him to Jesus. You don't even have to say a word. You can be mute and just have this aura to you and have this behavior to you that is literally leading your husband to Jesus. So if you find yourself here where you are intently following Jesus and your husband is not, I do advise you to put on this gentle and quiet spirit. But I'm also going to say this, and I'm just going to be completely honest. I have sat in these pews before and listened to Philip tell a verse, and I have justified with it my past actions, and I have went on to justify my future actions. So I don't want someone in here, when I read this, to think, like, oh, well, I'm going to go date Joey, and, you know, he's not real good right now, but I'm going to get with him, and I'm going to change him using this gentle and quiet spirit. Because, I mean, and maybe it's just because I'm young. I don't know if this happens with older people, but like they'll start dating somebody, and they're like, oh, well, I can change him. Like, I'm gonna make it happen. So do not do this. If you can start fresh, do not go into an unequally yoked relationship. Just, yep. So it is very important for a godly woman to put on this kind, quiet, and gentle spirit so that she can show the inner beauty Jesus brings to everyone around her. Our last and final truth is the most important, and it is the backbone of all of these truths that I've talked about tonight. A godly woman is strong in her faith. I think we can all agree the life of a godly woman is hard. It's hard to submit. It's hard to serve. It's hard to pick that flax seed with eager hands. It is just hard. It is hard work, but it will be so much harder if you do not have everlasting faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he will guide you through every single bit of it, and he will make it a piece of cake. It'll just be easy. Well, it won't be easy, but it'll be easy when you have somebody so worthy to go back to. So back to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31, 25, she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she can laugh at the days to come. It is so strong to have this amazing faith and amazing confidence in Jesus Christ, because you need that to get through the day. To get through, if you can look at a bad day in the face and you can literally just laugh at it and say, my God will prevail, Jesus will prevail in this, no matter what, that is so strong. And there was a woman here in Matthew 9:22. There was a woman who had this same, who had this same confidence and have this same faith. There was a woman who had an issue with her blood for 12 years. I think we can all agree that that seems like a pretty impossible feat to battle, you know. So she has this issue for 12 years with her blood, and she had the faith and confidence that if she could just touch the hem that touched Jesus's clothes, that she would be healed of this 12-year long suffering. And she was healed. But look here in Matthew 9:22, Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said. your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed at that moment. It was not the clothes of Jesus Christ that healed her. It was her faith that healed her. It was that powerful faith that women, you need to put on every single day to get through this life. So godly women need to have this same strong faith so she can handle the battles of being a godly woman and a servant and helpmate to everyone around her. So I've got to my final conclusion. So what is a godly woman? A godly woman is a helpful, kind, faithful, loving, and wise woman so she can honor God and make her home strong in faith and fulfill His perfect will for their life. Guys, I have been so blessed to have so many amazing godly women in my life. It has truly changed me. It has grown my faith to see godly women and just to be around them. Because, I mean, I live with two women and I hang out with one every other day. So, I mean, it's really, it is a blessing to have these people around me. And I challenge every woman in here, please. I challenge every woman in here to act upon these truths we've spoken about tonight. Watch how it changes your marriage, relationships, family, and the most important relationship, the one with Jesus Christ. Thank you guys so much for letting me speak tonight, man. I had so much fun studying this, and I had even more fun preaching it. And, man, the Holy Spirit really did speak through me tonight, so just all glory to Him. And I know that right after I get done praying, I'm going to close us out in prayer. Andrew's going to run up here. I think he's just got a quick little message for us. So if you would, just bow your heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much for opening these people's ears and opening their hearts, Lord. And I pray as these godly women go forward and act upon these truths, Lord, I pray that you will just be with them, Lord, because we know that it is a hard walk, Jesus, but I know that if you are with them, Lord, and you fill them with your Holy Spirit, that everything will be all right, God. Thank you for bringing all these people here tonight, Lord, just to hear your holy word, and we thank you so much. And in Jesus' name, we pray all these things, amen.